The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
And the serve is across. Take it right at Bruning. Set to the middle. Knocked across by Lockhorn. That back row's pretty open, and Lockhorn is able to put it away for her second kill.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Ravenna Triangular featuring the Wood River Eagles, Shelton Bulldogs, and host Blue Jays. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And back to serve Burkhart. Second set point here for the Eagles. And here comes Alexa, the number one server. Lot on that one. Lucas Savage. Mammoth right at the net. Sets it up outside. Blocked up front. Ace block. And Wood River wins the game 26-24.
Wood River comes in as the only state-rated team in the field, while Shelton and Ravenna are looking to pick up wins before their conference tournaments begin. It's the Blue Jay Triangular coming up next, but first to the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Ravenna High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. From Ravenna High School, it's time now for high school volleyball action on this Tuesday night on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda and our producer, Stacy Johns, on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Up first, it will be the host, Ravenna Lady Jays, taking on the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. And we'll look at the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. As we get ready to take a look at the starting lineups for our first match of the night, of course, Wood River will be our third team that will be on hand here this evening. We've got more high school volleyball action coming your way on Thursday. We will be at Axtell for a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular with Amherst and Pleasanton. That will also get underway at 5 o'clock. Plenty of high school football and volleyball going on this week. District golf wrapping up today. Luplat Conference Cross Country Meet being run right now over at St. Paul. So it's a very busy time, and next week conference tournaments get going in the Fort Kearney, the Luplat, and for Shelton in the Twin Valley Conference, and we'll take a look at those brackets coming up in just a little bit. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. First off for Shelton, here's their service rotation. Number 10 is a 5'7 junior, Amber Harvey. Number 13, a 5'7 junior, Abby Fleehall. Number 3, a 5'10 senior, Ashley Paget. Number 7, a 5'6 sophomore, Allison Young. Number 14, a 5'6 junior, Sam Georgiana. And number 11, 5'9 junior, Jessica Koenig. The head coach at Shelton is Amanda Thober, assisted by Kelsey Ostrander, 5-11 on the season. Now for the Ravenna Lady Jays, number 1 is a 5'5 junior, Haley Lockhorn. Number 12 is a 5'5 senior, Electa Bruning. Number 4, 5'8 junior, Sarah Techmeyer. Then it is number 10, a 5'6 freshman, Libby Luce. Number 8, 5'6 junior, Anna Ripp. And number 11, 5'8 sophomore, Sydney Kuchera. Neither team using a libero. Head coach of Ravenna is Aaron Jarvie, assisted by Haley Greer. Ravenna, they have struggled this season. They are looking for their second win of the season. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. High school volleyball brought to you by our friends at New Tech Seed. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader is New Tech Seed. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll have the opening serve next.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
The most recommended, by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to Ravenna. As always, want to thank the many fine sponsors for allowing us to be here each and every time that we bring you high school sports, and Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the crew here at Ravenna for their hospitality. It will be Ravenna moving from left to right in their black uniforms with blue numerals. It'll be the blue uniforms and white trim and numerals for Shelton. They'll be moving from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. And we're about ready to get our high school volleyball action tonight underway. And for Shelton, they are led this season by a variety of different players. Leading the team in kills is Paget, and look for her to step up and get some kills here for Ashley throughout the night. And we're glad that you're along with us. Looks like the opening serve will go to Ravenna here, and we're just about ready to get our volleyball action on this Tuesday night underway, and you hear the whistle, so let's get things rolling here from Ravenna. And a little jump serve floated across here, and the Blue Jays with the serve get the ball over to Shelton. Shelton will tip it across the net here with Cleehall. Ravenna with the dig, they'll have to pass it across, and they do. Picked up by Shelton, set to the middle, and the attack by Paget is going to be partially blocked, handled there by Ravenna. A little rally on the opening point, slapped across by the freshman Libby Luce, and Shelton goes with a back row attack, taken across there by Cody. Good rally going. Overpass here, though, by Ravenna. Tip at the net. Shelton can't put it away. So the opening points rallying on here. Standing spike across by the Bulldogs. And Ravenna will set it up. They'll move to the outside. The attack driven across there by Bruning. And picked up by Shelton. They'll return it across there with Cleehall. Somebody looking for a big swing. Here comes the middle attack. It's going to be tipped over. And a quick pass back over by Shelton and Amber Harvey. Outside attack. Ravenna drives it down. And finally, the first point comes to an end with Alecta Bruning. So Bruning will get the first kill of the match, and Ravenna will take the 1-0 lead here. Hardly ever remember a first point getting that kind of early attention. And Haley Lockhorn is the first server. She'll fire this serve across. Stays in the back row off Allie Young. Run down. It has to be punched across. It hit the net and flipped over. Picked up there by Lockhorn. Middle attack driven across by Ravenna is wide that time from Techmeyer, and Shelton will get the point. We play the best 2 out of 3. All games to 25 here in tonight's triangular with Shelton and Ravenna doing battle. Serve across. It's going to be an ace serve. Getting the ace serve for Shelton, Amber Harvey. And that'll make it 2-1 in favor of the Bulldogs. As we said, Shelton 5-11 on the season. Ravenna 1-16. Trying to get some improvement here, but the middle attack for the back row is going to be in the net. And the error will give another point over to the Bulldogs. Wood River comes in tonight with a solid volleyball team. We'll talk more about them as the night progresses. Right now, Ravenna goes to the outside, lofted across there by Luce. Here's a high set for Shelton, driven over by Cleehall. Dig is made, stays in the back row. Good swing that time by the Blue Jays, and a rip. And trouble for Shelton to get it back. They won't, and a rip will get credit for the kill. Shelton 3, Ravenna 2 here in the opening set. Back to serve it away will be Alecta Bruning. And Bruning serve. Powers it down the middle, pass towards the net. Shelton can't get it out of that. Ace serve, 3-3. Trying for two ace serves in a row will be Bruning. This one goes to the other side to Georgiana, and the standing spike mishit here, and comes up short of the net. So Ravenna's up 4-3. Again, the JVs are playing in the far gym, so neither team has a ton of girls suited up. Looks like three on the bench for Ravenna and just two for Shelton. And the serve across again by Bruning, returned by Shelton. Middle attack here by the Blue Jays. Is it off a tip? It's deep and out of bounds. There is no tip, so the error will give Shelton the point. And we are tied at four. Checking into the ball game for Shelton will be Juanita Garcia, wearing number 18. And the serve floats across here, set to the outside. No, they're going to go middle, tipped across by the Blue Jays. And Shelton with the dig, slap back over there by Padgett. Shelton sets that across to Padgett, and it's swatted back over by Ravenna, and getting the kill for the Blue Jays is going to be Marissa Meagrel. Meagrel with the kill, and three kills now for Ravenna. They have an early 5-4 lead, and it's Sarah Techmeyer to serve it away. Techmeyer serve, fires it down the middle. It's set into the net, and that will be a service ace. Setter couldn't quite get to it. So some troubles on passing right now for both teams, and give the ace to Ravenna, Sarah Techmeyer. Second ace serve here for the Blue Jays, but then it's a service error as it goes into the net. First service error, and Ashley Padgett will go back and serve it away here for the Bulldogs. 6-5 Ravenna in game number one. Serve floating across, and Ravenna can just pass it back over. Stays in the back row here for Shelton. Set to the outside, Garcia drives it into the net. Four hits, that'll be a Ravenna point. 7-5 Blue Jays, and Libby Luce will go back and serve it away. Shelton got off to a really good start, to going 3-0 the opening night of the season. So both teams are in desperate search of a win here this evening. Shelton sets it across the net, and Ravenna's there with the dig. Will be Bruning. Back row gets it to the front row. The attack blocked up front by Shelton's Jessica Koenig. First ace block of the match. Was able to stuff Sydney Kuchera at the net. And back to serve it away will be Allison Young. Young, deep serve, and out of bounds it goes. Service error number one for Shelton. Ravenna 8, Shelton 6. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton, and Wood River. And back to serve it away will be Meagrel. Meagrel's jump serve hit the tape, went over for an ace. Ace serve for Marissa. 9-6 Ravenna. And the third service ace of this match. 3 for Ravenna, 1 for Shelton so far. Meagrel lets it go again, and it's an ace. That one got over the back row. It stayed inside the line, and back-to-back ace serves here for Meagrel. 4 service aces for Ravenna, and we're going to get a timeout here by Shelton. In the first set, Ravenna 10, Shelton 6. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
LaserTech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. LaserTech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. LaserTech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With LaserTech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how LaserTech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day. Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Coming out of our first time out of the match, it is 10-6. Ravenna leading Shelton here, and Meagrel off back-to-back aces, out of bounds. Thinking about making a move after it there was Allison Young, but it did not touch her, and out of bounds it goes. So 10-7, Shelton trailing. They will serve it away here with Garcia. And the serve. Nice, strong serve across, picked up there in the back row by Meagrel, and rolled back over the net for a kill by the Ravenna Blue Jays. Getting the job done there is Lockhorn. 11-7. So Shelton not really able to get anything going here. Amber Harvey picked up a couple points from the service line, but that's been it. Now to serve it away will be Kuchera. Sydney right down the middle of the floor to Young. Stays in the back row. Padgett, they haven't been able to get her involved yet. Here's the set by Lockhorn. Comes outside. The attack driven across by Bruning, and it's good for the kill. Electa Bruning, her second kill, and Ravenna leads it by 5, 12-7. Kuchera to serve again. Fires this back row, picked up by Padgett. Played up for Garcia, rolls it across, just dug out there in the back row by Anna Ripp. And lofted across, free ball here for Shelton. Standing spike, though, across by Abby Pleahall. Set to the outside. Ravenna gets the swing on it. It's dug out in the back row by Padgett. Shelton now on the offense. They go middle. Kuchera is trying to get the block, and instead it's going to be a kill for Jessica Koning. And that's the first kill of the match for Shelton. They had an ace block and an ace serve. But that's Shelton's first kill. And it will get Koning back to the service line for Shelton. Throws that knuckleball down the middle. The pass stays in the back row to Kuchera. And off balance, trying to get it across there is Techmeyer and put it into the net. Point Shelton. So Shelton getting a lot of their points right now off Ravenna errors. And Koning to serve to wrap up the first time through the service rotation. Lockhorn gets it in the air, and it's slapped across there by Libby Luce. At the net, it's jousted over, and in the net going to be called on Ravenna after it's pushed across by Shelton's Amber Harvey. So three in a row now by Shelton to close the gap to two. Koning going for three in a row. Played in the back row, Lockhorn sets middle, tapped across there by Bruning. Right back across by Harvey. Outside attack, and Bruning takes the attack deep and wide. Goes to that very far corner all the way to the cross court, and it was off the back line for the fourth straight point here for Shelton. 12-11 Ravenna, game one. High school volleyball tonight here on Classic Hits and as always on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've also got Yankees Red Sox baseball tonight. You can hear that on ESPN Radio starting at 6 as Koenig serves an ace. And we are all tied at 12, and that will force the Ravenna timeout. So Shelton has scored 5 in a row to tie things up midway through the opening set. It is Ravenna 12, Shelton 12. The Blue Dye Triangular continues right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors back here at Ravenna. Doug Duda on this Tuesday night of high school volleyball. Elsewhere around the area tonight, you've got Adams Central at Grand Island Central Catholic. Hastings is at Northwest in Grand Island. Kearney is at Aurora. St. Cecilia and Broken Bow are up at Centura among some of the area action. As the serve is across here by Shelton's Jessica Koning going for 5 in a row, and she'll get it as it's driven into the net. Padgett was there to get a hand on it, had it come across the net. 13-12, Shelton, they have scored 6 in a row. And they have taken the lead for the first time since 3-1, and here's an ace serve, finding where Ravenna was not standing in that far right-hand corner. Second ace in this rally for Koning, and Ravenna is going to go to the bench. They'll bring in Cora Schott, 5'5 junior. So right now, Jessica Koning getting the job done on the service line for Shelton, 14-12 Bulldogs. Deep middle, picked up by Kuchera. Good pass to Lockhorn. Sets to the middle. Bruning takes it off the tip. One arm up there by the Bulldogs and Young, and rolled across by Padgett. Ravenna back into their offense. Sets middle the attack. Off the tip that time from Techmeyer. Dug out by Shelton. Here's Padgett, but she'll miss hit it. And into the net it goes, and that will end the long Shelton run. They scored 7 in a row, and they have a 14-13 lead over the Blue Jays as Haley Lockhorn is back there to serve for the second time in our opening set. And the serve, a little bit of a jump serve, fired right down the middle, handled there by Georgiana, and then a back row attack is mishit into the net. 14-14. And Lockmore to serve again. Try and get a streak for Ravenna. Answer the Shelton streak. And the serve is mishit, and wide it goes. Point Shelton. Of course, Amanda Thober went to school here at Ravenna, now coaching at Shelton, has taken the team to conference finals, conference championships, state tournaments, with just a lot of inexperience this year for both of these ball clubs. As the serve comes across for Amber Harvey, had an ace last time, just about got one there, a good dig in the back row, passed across here. Shelton will go to the right side, and it's going to be rolled down by Allison Young. Young with the kill, 16-14, Shelton, and Harvey to serve it away. Firing this ball across, Ravenna will get a good pass to Lockhorn on the outside. This one will be taken by Luce, dug out in the back row by Koenig, and the standing spike is swatted across there by Pleahall. Ravenna goes right side, taps it over, collision, and nobody can pick it up. Give the kill to Libby Luce. That'll be her first. Side out, Ravenna, 11-6. For Shelton, Padgett leads him in kills, and then it's pretty balanced after that. Pleahall, Harvey, and Koenig all between 40 and 50. Serve across with the Blue Jays. Padgett, middle attack off the tip. Kuchera digs in the back row. Lockhorn passes right side and punched across there again by Luce. Dug out in the back row by Koenig and swatted across. Here's Ravenna one more time to the outside. Driven across to the back row to Georgiana. Stays in the back row. Has to be passed over. Nearly falls to the floor. And somehow Ravenna gets it back over, but it's a free ball here for Shelton. Padgett in the middle. Drives it across, but right at Kuchera. Lockhorn runs it down. Passed over there by Meagrel, and again we've got a long rally going here. Shelton will swat it over and can't get it down. Young pass back over by the Blue Jays. Shelton passing it to the outside, and from the left side it'll be taken across again by Young. Long rally going here. Ravenna in the middle off the block of Padgett. It's going to roll down for a Ravenna kill. Sarah Techmeyer will get her first, and we're tied at 16. So the first point was a long rally. Our last point here was a long rally. And Sarah Techmeyer to serve again. Yeah, out of rotation, yeah. I was going to say, Techmeyer couldn't have served last time because she just got a front row kill, so something was wrong there. That was such a long rally, they forgot whose turn it was to serve because Ravenna had the serve on that point. But by the time Techmeyer had served it, it was too late for anybody to say anything. So out of rotation called, and Shelton will pick up a free point here to take the lead 17-16 and go to the service line. And now our officials will check it out, make sure that everything is okay. And into the ball game comes Garcia for Shelton, and checking out will be Pleahall. And now the serve for the Bulldogs. Driving across is Pleahall. Georgiana is the one that checked out, by the way. Quick set to the outside. Meagrel's going to drive it down for another Ravenna point. Second kill for Marissa Meagrel. 17-17. And now Techmeyer to serve. Last time it was Bruning back there serving, and it's an ace. So Techmeyer has two ace serves so far, and Ravenna regains the lead 18-17. Each team has used an early timeout. And Techmeyer to serve it away again. Trying to extend the Ravenna lead. Strong middle. Handled there by Koenig. Set to the middle. Padgett close to the net. Tips it across. The dig is made by Luce. Set outside, and Meagrel will pass it across. And it's just on the line. They were going to let it go. Shelton thought it was out, but they're going to give Meagrel the point. It was very close. 19-17 Ravenna. Still serving is Techmeyer. Ravenna has been up by as much as five in this game, but then Shelton scored seven in a row, and it's been nip and tuck ever since. Strong serve right down the middle again at Koenig. Padgett in the middle gets a good swing, and in the net on the block attempt by Ravenna. It was dug up, but Shelton will get the point on the net violation. And now Ashley Padgett, the lone senior on the Shelton team, fires it across. Pass off the mark there. Can Ravenna get it back? Kuchera will pass it over. Free ball here. Padgett to Harvey. Right side attack by Allison Young. Ravenna digs it up. Here's the middle. Kuchera, good swing, but it is out of bounds deep. And it is 19-all here in game one. So who's going to be able to put together the last run here as back and forth we go in the opening set of our Ravenna try? Good line drive serve. Bruning comes sliding across to save it. And Ravenna out of the back row wasn't sure what to do with it. Didn't get it to the net. Point Shelton. They regain the lead 20-19. So Ravenna scores three in a row, then Shelton scores three in a row. Padgett serve, deep middle. They get it to Lockhorn, the center. Middle attack, Meagrel into the net, and I expect we're going to see a timeout here by Coach Jarvey, and we will. Time out on the floor in game one is currently Shelton 21 and Ravenna 19. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
And Ravenna's going to get the ball back here out of the timeout. Sydney Kuchera, kind of a defensive lunge at the ball, and Shelton wasn't expecting it. It comes over, and that makes it a point. 21-20 Shelton here in game one with Ravenna serving, and Shelton passing the ball back across with Abby Pleahall. Lockhorn set to the middle. Kuchera with the swing. Dug out the back row by Padgett. Set to the far side. Has to be passed across again. Free ball. Good diving save of the back row by Techmeyer. Outside attack for Ravenna. Migrel down and good. Well, Shelton's still playing it, and they don't get it over. Ravenna was celebrating, and the ball actually bounced off of the basketball backboard here, which is still in play. It almost cost Ravenna, but now there's going to be some discussion between the officials whether that's a replay or not. And it looks like they are going to call a replay. I don't know why you'd call a replay because Ravenna won the point, and it was an advantage for Shelton. But nonetheless, we've got a replay. So it's still 21-20. Only sport where you can get that truly replay. Kuchera slams it across. Tip back over by the Bulldogs. Here's Lockhorn setting to the outside. Migrel over the double block. And it is blocked back to her by Koenig. Play at the net. Tipped over Kuchera. Falls to the floor. So give the kill to Sydney Kuchera. It still ends up being 21-21 at the moment. And still at the service line is Libby Luce. Tied up at 21. Shelton does have a timeout left. Ravenna has used both of theirs. And the serve. Picked up in the back row there by Pleahall. Back to her. Abby will slap it across. Dig made by Techmeyer. And Migrel will drive it across for the kill. Four kills now for Marissa Migrel, and Shelton elects to use their final timeout. It's been a game of runs, and right now it's a three-point run by Ravenna. The Jays 22, the Bulldogs 21. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
Well, remember, this was one of the traditional volleyball nights we've had every year for 15 years here on Classic Hits. This used to be a quad. Minden used to be in this, and each team would get two matches just like they're going to get tonight, but Minden has moved on, and it's now just a triangular between these three schools. And so many years these teams have been state-rated, and Wood River is, but Ravenna and Shelton struggling a little bit here, and one of these teams gets a win tonight. Which one will it be as we come out of the timeout? Kuchera's attack from the middle is going to be deep and out of bounds. And it is 22-22 in game one. Shelton now serving with Allison Young. Young will float it across to Techmeyer. And saved out of the net, but they can't get it across. Point Shelton. 23-22, and now both teams are out of timeouts. Young to serve. Allison floats this in the middle again to Techmeyer. Good pass to Lockhorn. They go to Kuchera middle. She'll take it off the tape. Overpass right back. Migrel's ready for it. Set it back to Marissa. Off the nice dig by Shelton. Dumped across there Mother Bulldogs Amber Harvey to the outside Negril. She'll go just deep and out of bounds. That was a pretty good point there. Probably the best point of this first set. And it is 24-22. Shelton on game point. Young trying to finish it off here for the Bulldogs. Deep middle. Pass is made. Lockhorn sets to the outside. Driven down and good by Kucheris. Sydney with her third kill. And Ravenna keeps it alive here in game number one. 24-23, Shelton. And Migra will go back and serve it away. And the junior fires a strong one down the middle over pass right back over to the Jays. They've got it picked up. Lockhorn dumps it across. Passed right back by Shelton. Lockhorn sets it up for Kuchera in the middle. She'll drive it down, and we're tied at 24. When Kuchera gets a good swing, when they give her a chance to put a good swing, she's been very accurate. We saw that on opening night this season. We were here for the Ravenna try to open the season with Adam Central and Gibbon. And this is the first time we've seen Ravenna since then. Migral serve, a little over-aggressive, and it's wide. Tried to put a little extra on it and out of bounds, so it is game point number two for Shelton at 25-24. And re-entering the ball game here for Ravenna is going to be Anna Ripp. Back to serve it away is Garcia for Shelton, trying to finish off game one. Strong, powerful serve at Ripp, but they handle it. Can they punch it across? No. And game number one will go to Shelton. They pick up a 26-24 victory in game one over the Ravenna Blue Jays. And we'll be back and look at the first set numbers right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Let's take a look at the numbers from game one that I have, and they're really shocking. Ravenna, Haley Lockhorn, 2 service points, 1 kill. Sarah Techmeyer had 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Marissa Migral, 3 service points. 2 of them were aces, 4 kills. Anna Ripp had a kill. Libby Luce, a service point and a kill. Cindy Kuchera, a service point, 4 kills. Alecta Bruning, 3 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Ravenna had 14 kills, no ace blocks, and 5 ace serves. For Shelton, I had Ashley Padgett with 3 service points, Allison Young with 2 service points and a kill, Amber Harvey, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, Jessica Koenig, 6 service points, 2 of them aces, she had an ace block and a kill, and Juanita Garcia had a service point. Shelton had 2 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves, yet they won the game 26-24, and it's obvious what that tells you. Shelton just kept the ball alive until Ravenna either got the kill, which they had 14 of them, or Ravenna made the error. So everything is going through Ravenna. If they can get rid of a few of those errors, they're going to be in much better shape. But Shelton takes the first set 26-24. And we'll be back with game two right after this on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Our second set is underway. Shelton had the serve, and Ravenna will pass it across here with Bruning. Takes it right there at Koenig. Set to the middle. Padgett's attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. And Ravenna will get the first point, making it 1-0. And Haley Lockhorn goes back to serve it away. But I don't think I've ever seen such disparity in the stats from a set for a team that won, as we just saw from Shelton. And Lockhorn's going to serve an ace. That will be her first. 2-0 now in favor of the Blue Jays. Again, Wood River, the third team in our triangular tonight. They'll have the next two matches. They'll play Shelton first and then finish up with Ravenna in the final match just a little after 7 o'clock tonight. Lockhorn now to serve it away. Haley deep middle. Played there by Koning. Stays the back row. There's the setup front to Padgett. She'll drive it over. Ravenna, quick pass to the middle. Techmeyer rolls it off the block. Pass right back across by Fleehall. Once again, Ravenna will try the set close to the net. Pass back over, and the Blue Jays will be able to dig it up. Techmeyer will tip it over and get the kill. Sarah Techmeyer will drop that one in there and get the kill for Ravenna. And back to serve it away will be Lockhorn. 3-0 in favor of the Blue Jays. Serve across, handled there by Plehal. Set to the middle, Padgett takes it across to the dig, is made by Anna Ripp. Set right side, rolled over, Shelton with the dig out of the back row. Set to the outside for Shelton. It's nearly blocked, but it's stuck on the tape. Give the kill to Shelton's Allison Young. Her second, Shelton's on the board. Thought that Libby Luce was going to get that ace block, and it just was too strong of a tape right there on the right edge of the net. So back to serve it away will be Plehal for Shelton. Opening set went to Shelton, 26-24. Right side attack, Bruning can't get it over. Two quick points now for the Bulldogs, 3-2. And Plehal to serve. Abby a high toss and a deep serve, but it's in. 3-3. Ravenna has been playing off the back line about 5-6 feet. And there have been three or four times that Shelton has floated it over their head and just dropped it in. 3-3, Plehal tries it again, but this one is played to the back row by Luce. Set to the middle, back row middle, driven across by Rip, overpass back from Shelton. Free ball here for the Blue Jays, and Bruning mistimed her jump, and the ball will hit the floor. Shelton, 4-3. With Plehal at the service line. They did get a few runs. As we said, game one was made up of a lot of many runs, but Shelton had the longest one at 7 in a row. Ravenna might have got away with a lift there on the set, but they let it go, and Shelton on the attack by Padgett. Good D in the back row by Kuchera. Passed across. Free ball here for Ravenna, and they'll drive it across. Bruning will get the kill. Alecta was in the right place that time to get her third kill. Tie the game up at 4 here in the second set. Checking back into the ball game for Ravenna will be Marissa Meagrel. Again, not going to be a lot of subs here because there's also JV action, so neither team has a ton suited up for varsity as Bruning serves it across. Back set right side, Young. Dug out by Kuchera. Lockhorn sets it to the right side, rolled across there by Luce, and Libby will get her second kill. Freshman makes it 5-4, Ravenna. Again, Ravenna looking for their second win of the season, their only win so far this year. Came over a Lexington for Shelton. They've beaten Red Cloud twice, Franklin, Harvard, and Maxwell. And they've played some pretty good competition. Now the serve into the net here for the Blue Jays, so Shelton will get the ball back tied at 5. And ready to serve it away here will be Ashley Padgett, again the lone senior here for the Shelton Bulldogs. And from the service line, she has 13 aces. But here, she will serve it out of bounds. And the team will exchange service errors back over to Ravenna. And back to serve it away will be Techmeyer. Sarah, good strong serve over to Padgett. Set in the back row, Plehal on the swing. Dig out made by Bruning. And to the outside, Meagrel. Swats it across here. Set up for the Bulldogs off the net. Driven across there. Garcia had a little something on it. Blue Jays go middle to Kuchera. She'll drop it over and has to be returned there by Koning. Free ball Blue Jays. Can they get a swing on it? Yeah, Kuchera got a good one. It's dug out there by Harvey. And back to Amber. She'll pass it across out of the back row. Rally going right side, Ravenna. Luce will float it across. No big swings, though, right now. Young on the return for Shelton. Again, Shelton's doing what they've been doing all night long, just keeping the point alive. And either Ravenna gets the kill or has the error. That's the way it's been. There it's tipped across and good by Shelton's Jessica Koenig. That is only the fourth kill of the night for Shelton. Yet it's 6-6 in the second, and they won the first set 26-24. Alyssa Young down to serve it away. Young serve. Floats it across and in the net. Ravenna somehow was able to stay out of the net and get a kill there from Sydney Kuchera. That'll be her fifth kill. Just from the expression on Lockhorn's face, it looked like she had fallen into the net, but no whistle, and Ravenna will take the point at 7-6. Libby Luce now to serve it away. Kuchera with a match-high 5 kills off that. And a service error. Second of the game here for the Blue Jays, and Shelton will get the serve back at 7-7. Juanita Garcia to serve it away here for Shelton. And the toss and fire. Good swing on that one. Drives it across to the far corner to Luce. Back row attack by Techmeyer. Dug out by Padgett. Set to the far side. Fleahall off the double block. The dig is made by Meagrel. Ravenna will get it back to Marissa. She can only pass it across from the 10-foot line. Shelton backpedals. Tries to get the ball back across from the back line. And they can pass it over with Coney. Ravenna set right side. Kuchera. Big swing down and good. Sydney with her sixth kill. Again, that looked like a good, solid volleyball rally there, and Ravenna wins the point. Meagrel now to go back and serve it away. Meagrel takes a run at it. Floats that one over for an ace. Meagrel didn't get it very high above the net, and it confused Shelton's back row as it was cutting like a big old spitter. And that it is for Meagrel. That is her third ace of the match. 9-7 Ravenna. Shelton won the first set, 26-24. Meagrel not as much cut on that one, and Shelton picks it up to Fleahall on the left side. Dig by Techmeyer, set to the middle, Kuchera, sets it across to Young, and the setter can't quite get to it, and into the net it goes for Shelton. Running Amber Harvey all over the place right now for Shelton. 10-7 Ravenna. Ravenna trying to force a third set here. Meagrel continues to serve strong. These teams haven't had to play a lot of extra sets. I'll take a look at that here in just a minute as Young puts it into the net here for Shelton. It is 11-7 Ravenna. Meagrel continues on that service swing. And Ravenna, they played Broken Bow 3. They played Gibbon 3. They played Gibbon 3 twice this year. Everything else has been straight sets, even their win over Lexington. Now the serve goes into the net, so back over to Shelton it goes. That's the third service error by Ravenna in this game. They had 5 in the first set, including one at 24-all. Service across by Jessica Koenig. Outside it'll be tapped across by Harvey. Young got a hand on it. It'll be passed over, but a free ball for Ravenna. Lockhorn sets middle. Kuchera, good look, swings across and gets the kill. Sydney Kuchera, kill number 7. Side out, Blue Jays, 12-8, your score. Substitution for Shelton. And unfortunately, they brought in a mystery player not listed on our roster, so we'll try and find out who that is for you. Service across here by Kuchera. Shelton returns it right over, so offensive set to the back row. Rolled across by Luce. Shelton, can they get it over? No, they cannot. Just a missed pass that time, and it's 13-8. In favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Kuchera now trying to add some points from the service line. And floats it right down the line. Good pass that time. Harvey to the outside. Fleahall rolls it over. The dig is made by Rip. Set to Bruning. Bruning from off the net. Puts it in the net. Point Shelton. 13-9 Ravenna. And back to serve it away for Shelton. Will be Amber Harvey, the Bulldog setter. And Harvey clipped the net. It's passed right back over by the Blue Jays. Dug out there by Georgiana in the middle to Padgett. Padgett has it dug out. Free ball, and Shelton can't put it away right above the net, so it'll be taken back over by Techmeyer. Padgett's going to get a swing on it, trying to put it in the back corner. Kuchera goes and digs it up. Now Bruning will set it across right at Harvey. Shelton in the middle to Padgett. Dug out again by Kuchera, then dumped into the net there by Ravenna. Shelton with the dig. They're going to say that that was tipped at the net. Thought it was going to be 4 hits, so the ball is still alive. And Ravenna in the back row will punch it across. Shelton on the long rally. Sets Fleahall again. One time on the left side. Comes near corner. That time it worked. Good play by Abby Fleahall. That is her first kill of this match. And Harvey to serve it away again. Amber serve. Down the middle it comes to Luce. Pass to Lockhorn. Bruning with the middle attack. Dig is made out there by Georgiana for Shelton. Padgett has to set it across. Stays in the back row for Ravenna. Can they get it back? They run into each other. Pass is just good enough to get it into the hands of Techmeyer, who then bumps it out of bounds. So three in a row here for Shelton. And just like game number one, they're trying to make a comeback here in game number two at about the same spot in the scoring. Kuchera back row attack for the Blue Jays. Shelton handles it, goes middle to Padgett. Padgett rolls it off the block. Great take in the back row by Kuchera, and they'll get it back over. Shelton will have to try one more time. Set Pleahall, but they overset it and into the net on Shelton. Good job by the Blue Jays on that. And two good defensive plays to earn the point. 14-11 Ravenna. Shelton won the first set, 26-24. And back to serve it away, the Blue Jays. It's Haley Lockhorn starting another service rotation. Outside attack here for the Bulldogs, and our mystery player picks up the kill for Shelton. That'll be her first. And side out here for the Bulldogs. Back to serve it away for Shelton will be Abby Pleahall. Pleahall goes all the way to the far left-hand corner, but the serve goes into the net. Side out, Ravenna. Rooting back to serve it away. Migrel comes back into the ball game front row for Coach Jarvie's Blue Jays. 15-12, Ravenna trying to keep the lead here, but they will serve it out of bounds. That is the fourth service error of this game. After tonight, we're not going to get any easier for the Blue Jays. They've got Kearney Catholic, the number one team, not only in C1, but number five in the entire state for a duel. Then conference tournament time next week. And we'll talk about that here when we get a chance. Ravenna ball. They will throw it across with Migrel. Dig is made by Padgett. Set to the right side. Mystery player drives it across. Good dig in the back row by Lockhorn. Rolled over by Luce. Shelton tries one more time. Right side it comes, and it's mishit into the net. Point for Ravenna, 16-13. In the conference tournament, Ravenna will be the 10 seed, and they will be on the road Monday as the serve goes into the net. Shelton gets another free point there on the service error. And this time it'll be Shelton to serve it across. Good serve into the back left-hand corner. Outside attack driven across by Ravenna's Sydney Kuchera. That's her eighth kill. 17-14. Ravenna has the lead here in game one, or game two, trying to force a third game because Shelton won the opener. And back to serve it away now for Ravenna. Will be loose. Drives it into the corner. Back row attack here by Padgett. Dig is made by Bruni. Jays go to the outside. Migrel, but can't make solid contact. And Shelton will pick up the point. For Ravenna, they will take on Adams Central Monday night at 6 at Wood River. Lost to Adams Central earlier this year. The winner of that will play Wood River at around 7 to 7:30 on Monday night. Service error by Shelton. So all of a sudden, both teams having trouble getting the ball in. Kearney Catholic's the number one seed. So Gibbon will play Donovan Trumbull at Kearney Catholic Monday at 6. The winner gets Kearney Catholic. And up at Ord, St. Paul plays Centura at 6, followed by Ord and Loop City. Service error by Migrel of Ravenna. Shelton picks it back up. Sixth service error here by Ravenna in this game. Three on Shelton. And now to serve it away, Sydney Kuchera. That one is safely in the middle of the loose. Set to Kuchera. It's a little wide, so she can only tap it across. Here's Padgett setting the middle. She'll set it to her setter, Amber Harvey, who drives it across. Picked up by Ravenna. Tapped over Bruning. Down and good. Alecta with her fourth kill. Just one at a time. Serve and rotate, serve and rotate. 19-16 Ravenna. Don't forget that the Lou Platte Conference semifinals 1 week from tonight at St. Paul and the Consolation and Championship next Thursday, all here on Classic Hits. Strong serve across, overpass, free ball to Bruning, and Bruning will tap it down for her fifth kill. And finally, somebody picks up a point on their serve. It's Sydney Kuchera. 20-16 Ravenna. Serve across, Shelton. Goes to the middle of Padgett. Padgett flips it over to Kuchera. Middle attack, Techmeyer. Up that time by Koenig. Quickly passed across to the Blue Jays. All they can do is tap it back over. One arm up that time to keep it alive by Pleahall and set across by Harvey. Ravenna now with the free ball. They'll set middle. Techmeyer on the attack. Rolls it off the block. Somehow one arm returned by Pleahall. A little pinball action. It comes back over to the Bulldogs. They'll dump it over with Harvey. Now everybody back in system. Outside Bruning. Good swing. Dugout back row by Koenig. Set middle. Swatted over by Padgett. Ravenna again on the long rally here. And blocked up front. Ace block. Padgett teaming up with Amber Harvey to shut down the Ravenna middle attack. And give Shelton the ball back, which they need if they're going to try and sweep this thing. But they're down three. Strong serve that time by Harvey. But Ravenna gets it back on a good swing from Rip. And then an equally good dig by Shelton. So Ravenna tries again. Techmeyer on the swing. And in the net on Shelton's defense. Ravenna 21, Shelton 17. Shelton hadn't called a timeout. Now, Amanda Thover doesn't always use her timeouts, no matter what the record of her team is, as the serve floats across this time from Lockhorn. Sent to the outside, Shelton on the attack. The dig is made by Rip. Lockhorn sets right side, rolled over there by Luce. Overpass by Shelton, but Ravenna can't do anything but put the ball back in play. Bruning, big swing, and it's deep and out of bounds. Point, Shelton. Shelton has not picked up a point on their serve since number 11, and this is 18, so they've went over one rotation without picking up the serve. Of course, the Twin Valley Conference tournament begins for Shelton. They have that play-in game on next Saturday. They have that full Saturday, and then they finish up on a Monday night in their conference tournament, which finishes up at Blue Hill. So they play on Saturday the 13th and then finish it up in Blue Hill on that Monday. Here is another service error by Shelton, and so Ravenna will serve it across with Bruning leading it 22-18. Right side attack, roll over by Luce. Shelton in the net again. 23-18, Ravenna. And Bruning looking to finish things out here. Serves it across to Koenig. The pass is off the mark. Let's call it an ace. It'll be game point here for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Electa with her second ace of the night. And now game point for Ravenna. And it's mishandled in the back row. It's another ace. And game two is over. We'll go to a third set. Ravenna wins it 25-18 over Shelton. And we'll give you the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Ravenna. Let's take a look at the numbers that we had in the second set for Shelton. Ashley Padgett had an ace block. Allison Young had a kill. Amber Harvey had two service points. Jessica Koenig had a kill. Abby Pleahall, three service points. One was an ace, one kill. And our mystery player had a kill. We're ascertaining her name here between sets. Four kills, one ace block, one ace serve for Shelton. For Ravenna, Haley Lockhorn had two service points. One was an ace. Sarah Techmeyer had a kill. Marissa Meagrel had three service points. One was an ace. She had a kill, which will give her five in the match. We also have Libby Luce with a kill. Cindy Kuchera, two service points, four kills. And Electa Bruning had three service points, two of them aces and three kills in that game. Ravenna had 10 kills, no ace blocks, and four ace serves. And the Blue Jays take game two, 25-18, after Shelton won the opener, 26-24. We are at the Ravenna Triangular. Wood River will play Shelton next and then Ravenna in the final match, but we have to decide our opener between Shelton and Ravenna. We'll do it when we come back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Don't forget, coming up at the end of our match, Wolfgang's Vault, brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank. We'll have all that with live musical performance coming your way. Our mystery player is Shelby Terry, wearing number 19 tonight for Shelton. So she came in late there in game number 2, picked up a kill, had a couple of nice digs. Shelby Terry comes in and got the kill. Shelton wins the toss. They get to serve it away to start game 3. See who can win this match here tonight. Ravenna can't get a good set to the outside. A little wide. Techmeyer puts it into the antenna. And Shelton will score the first point. Ravenna had got on the board first in the first two sets. Luce serves it across. Ravenna keeps it in the back row. Juchera, who has a match high 8 kills, floats it back over. Here's an outside Fleehall. She sets it over. And Lockhorn will set to the outside. Ravenna's Bruning drives it over and gets the kill. Number 6 for Electa, 1-1. So 8 for Kuchera, 5 for Meagrel, 6 for Bruning. For Shelton, they have 6 total kills, which is hard to believe. It's just, as we said, they keep the ball in play and let Ravenna dictate what's going to happen, either a kill or an error. But here's a kill by Ashley Padgett. She's the team leader, and that's her first of the match. 2-1, Shelton gets the side out. Back into the front row, Juanita Garcia will check in. And the serve by Abby Pleehall. 2-1 third set here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anna Ripp takes a rip out of the back row, hit the net, got it over. Garcia's attack, off the double block, down and good. First kill for Garcia. Shelton 3, Ravenna 1. Don't forget, we've got more volleyball action and football on Friday. A top 10 matchup in C1. Kearney Catholic at Cozad could be for the district title. Randy Bushcutter will have the call at 7 o'clock. Here is Bruning on the attack. Dug out by the Bulldogs. Taken across there by Garcia. Dig made out of the back row. Stays the back row. Kuchera got a good swing and hits the back line. On the attack, they let it go. And Sydney Kuchera picking up her 9th kill. And Rip comes out. Marissa Meagrel comes in. That's the only true sub that Ravenna uses. And Electa Bruning to serve. Down the right line, it's passed up into the rafters, and it comes shooting down for an ace. 3-3. And for Electa Bruning, that is her 4th ace. That is the 10th service ace by Ravenna in the match. Serving in down the middle, this time handled well. Right side attack, Young takes it over for Shelton. Dig made by Luce. Pass to the back row to Kuchera. She'll punch it across. Here's the set by Harvey. Padgett will take it in the back corner. And right at it is going to be Kuchera, and Ravenna cannot return it. Shelton 4, Ravenna 3. In JV action going on tonight in the old gym here at Ravenna. 2 more matches following this. Padgett to serve. Takes this into the back right-hand corner to Bruning. Set middle. Here's the attack on a big swing, but in the net by Libby Luce. And Shelton will get the point. Just haven't seen, and you can tell that neither team's got a lot of wins this year, but just haven't seen a lot of real aggressive attacks here in this match. That was one. Now it's going to be tapped over by Techmeyer. Young with the dig. Punched over by Harvey. The only player in the back row is Kuchera, and she makes the dig, and Ravenna will get it back across. Shelton sets to the outside. Garcia, was it blocked? Doesn't matter. It's into the net and down. I don't think anybody got a hand on it. If it did, it was Sarah Techmeyer. Doesn't matter for Ravenna. They get the point. And Techmeyer to serve. Sarah Strong right down the middle of the floor. Takes it at Pleehall. Right side attack. Lofted over by Young. By Young. Middle attack, Kuchera. That time it doesn't get across. And point for Shelton. Shelton 6, and Ravenna 4. Here in game 3, the opening set went to Shelton 26-24. Ravenna got the second game 25-18. They never trailed in that game either. Serving it across will be Allison Young here for Shelton. Right side rolled over by Luce, and can they return? Yeah, just got it across. Kuchera has it, set it back to City in the middle. She'll drive it across off the block. That time of Koenig. Shelton from the backside will take it over. Passes off the mark. Ball still alive. Everybody's out of system, and the point will belong to Ravenna. Blue Jays pick up the point, 6-5, and side out for Libby Luce, the freshman. We told you Shelton has one senior in Ashley Padgett. Ravenna has one senior in Electa Bruning. So all these girls basically back next season with their respective teams and taking kind of their lumps so far this season through the learning process. Here's the middle attack, Kuchera. It is deep. They want a tip. Don't get the tip. Point Shelton. 7-5, Shelton Bulldogs. Ravenna plays Kearney Catholic, as we told you, on Thursday, and it's 1 week from tonight. Shelton goes to Hampton to play Hampton in Cross County, then they go to Broken Bow on the 11th, and then they will be in their conference tournament. Pushed across here by the Bulldogs. Good dig out of the back row, over past Techmeyer, sent right back over by Flea Hall. Bruning picks it up to the outside meat roll, rolls it off the net, down and good. Marissa with her sixth kill unofficially in the match. And another side out, back in for Shelton, Sam Georgiana. And to serve Meagrel here for Ravenna. 7-6, Shelton by one in game 3. Serve down the sideline is dug out there by Padgett, set to Flea Hall. Flea Hall, good swing, down and good. Abby got a great angle on that and picks up her second kill. 8-6 Bulldogs. Rip returns to the back row now for Ravenna. And to serve it away will be Sydney Kuchera, or excuse me, will be Jessica Koenig, the wrong number 11. Koenig to serve for Shelton. Stays the back row, only passed over here by the Blue Jays. Set by Harvey to the outside. Flea Hall goes to the offhand to tap it across. Luce with the dig, set middle Kuchera. Ravenna will get the termination. Sydney Kuchera's 10th kill of the match. And again, no one able to score on their serve here in this set. Each team's done it once. 8-7, Shelton. Ravenna trying to tie things up here in the third set. Kuchera with the serve. Shelton will tip it across middle with Padgett. Short dig made Luce. Techmeyer punches it into the block. Spins on the net. Bruning's there and then sends it long. 9-7 Bulldogs, and it's time for Amber Harvey to serve. She's got 5 points from the service line in this match, including an ace. Takes it across to Luce, set to the back row, and pushed across there by Ravenna's Anna Rip. Set outside, the attack driven down and good by Flea Hall. Third kill by Abby. And Shelton finally able to pick a point here on serve. And a timeout will be called by Ravenna. We're in the third set. Shelton 10, Ravenna 7 on Classic Hits. Back in a minute.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Classic Hits 98.9's coverage of high school volleyball. We're in Ravenna for the Blue Jay Triangular. Coming out of the Ravenna timeout, here in the third set, Shelton serves it across. Ravenna goes to the outside. The attack driven over that time by Techmeyer. dugout Shelton hit the backboard again and came back into play and saved Shelton. So Tech Fire tries again. Overpass free ball. Quick swing by Lockhorn. Can't put it away. Now it's going to be Padgett to tap it over for Shelton. Doug, free ball. Back and forth we go. And the ball falls on the side of Ravenna. Both teams waiting to see if it was going to hit right on top of the net. And it didn't. And Padgett will get credit for the Shelton point. 11-7 now, Shelton in the final set. And now a service error from Harvey will bring that run to an end. But after having numerous service errors by both teams, that's the first one here in this set. 11-8, Shelton, third game of the best of three. And Lockhorn to serve it across here for the Blue Jays. Outside attack, back into the ball game, Shelby Terry, and it's going to be good enough. Nobody can dig it up. Shelby with her second kill. Shelton gets the ball right back, 12-8. In Ravenna looking for just their second win of the season, and they're close. They're in a third set. Served by Pleahall, strong serve of the back row. That's where it's going to stay. Ravenna's going to have to pass it across. They do it loose. Here is the set by Harvey, right side to Terry. She'll punch it across. Dig made. Left side attack is going to be set across instead by Bruning. Shelton to the outside, punched over Garcia. A lot of play from inside the 10-foot line. Now Luce gets a big swing, and she'll get the kill. Libby Luce, the freshman, unloads for her third kill. Side out, Ravenna. And back to the front row, Meagrel, as we continue. Quick run through the service rotation. Electa Bruning will go back and serve it for the Jays. And Bruning clipped the net, but across it comes. Dug out there by Koenig. Set middle, take it across, and is it in or out? It is out off of Padgett. Everybody kind of giving that a double take. Point belongs to Ravenna. 12-10, Shelton. And Bruning to serve again. She already has 8 points in this match from the service line. Right side attack, taken across by Terry. Dig made by Lockhorn, passed across by Meagrel. Free ball, Shelton, but two players run into each other, and now it's going to be a task just to get it back over. They will. Shelton is out of system. Ravenna sets middle. Techmeyer blocked up front by Padgett. Dug back out by Techmeyer. Now Meagrel will float it over the block, and the dig is made by Koenig. Shelton sets to the outside. Garcia puts it in the net. Point, Ravenna. They're back within one, 12-11. Good long rally. Ravenna needed the point and got it. Now a chance to tie. But first a timeout's going to be called here. Timeout by Shelton. So each team has used one. It's Shelton 12, Ravenna 11, third set on Classic Hits.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Don't forget, at the end of each and every match, it is the Misco Sports Postgame Show with all of the final stats at the end of the night. We'll recap the evening, have coaches' interviews for you, and send you on your way. But our first match of this triangular at Ravenna has gone to a third set. First set went to Shelton 26-24. Ravenna took the second set 25-18. And here in the third, it's Shelton 12, Ravenna 11. But Ravenna scored three in a row. Shelton called the timeout. Each team has one remaining. And you're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, Shelton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Electa Bruning to serve for Ravenna, trying to tie it up. Passed into the net, passed over the net. And Meagrel will save it. It'll be set back to Marissa. She'll come near side attack. Dug out by Koenig. Pass to the outside, Garcia. Blocked up front by Techmeyer. Good block. Pass back over, though, by Shelton. Now Lockhorn sets for the Jays. Right side attack. Big swing down and good again by Libby Luce. And there's no doubt when you struggle as a team, it's serving and passing. The teams have hitters. Now, they may not be all-state hitters, but we see each team has some hitters. They just aren't getting the ball very often. And Luce now has had a couple here, and she has put them away. Now Bruning serves at a 12-12 tie. Here's the slap over by Shelby Terry. Dig by Lockhorn, who's in the back row. Punched across by Techmeyer. Passes off the mark. Gibbon will get it over. Good hustle again. Koenig's all over the place in the back row. Right side loose that time deep. Point Shelton. So Shelton lets Ravenna catch him, but doesn't let him pass it. pass him, 13-12. Shelton has not trailed in this third set. We've been tied numerous times as Ashley Padgett serves it across. Back row, Bruning gets a good swing on it. Dug out by Pleahall. Set to the middle. Koenig just trying to tap it. It's blocked right back at her by Sarah Techmeyer. Techmeyer and Meagrel were there, and Techmeyer will get credit for the point. And now she'll go back to serve it away. Halfway through the third set, all knotted up at 13. Strong serve is too strong and out of bounds. Shelton 14-13. More high school volleyball Thursday here on Classic Hits. We head to Axtell as they welcome in Amherst and Pleasanton for a triangular that gets underway at 5. Shelby Terry stays in to serve it away now for Shelton. And Ravenna can only pass it across with Meagrel at Terry. Run down by the center, Harvey. Outside attack, hit the antenna, and out of bounds it goes. 14-all. Ravenna will be playing Wood River in football this week. Next week, we'll see the big football eight-man matchup that everybody's been talking about, Shelton-Kennesaw. That'll be next Friday here on Classic Hits. Shelton took care of Amherst last week, and they're undefeated. Kennesaw's only lost to Giltner. 14-all here in Game 3 of our volleyball triangular between Shelton and Ravenna. Shelton will pass it across off the good Meagrel attack. Here's Lockmore to set. Middle Kucher, who's been quiet for a while, and it is overpassed. Was it in? No. Good try in the back row that time by Abby Fleahall, but gives Sydney Kuchera her 11th kill. And Ravenna has taken their first lead of the third set, 15-14, and loose on the serve. Dumped across quickly by Harvey. Ravenna in the front row to Kuchera. Kuchera off the net, missed down and good. Back-to-back kills for Sydney. 4 in this game, 12 in the match, 16-14 Jays. Both teams have one timeout remaining. Both teams really wanting to win. Strong serve down the middle. Pleahall passes off the mark. Harvey tracks it down off the floor, but they cannot pass it over. 17-14, Ravenna. And it looks like Coach Dover wants to use her final timeout. So timeout on the floor here in the third set. Ravenna 17, Shelton 14 on Classic Hits.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Ravenna Athletic Director Paul Anderson and the crew here in Blue Jay Land for their hospitality, as always. Out of the Shelton timeout, as you see so often, the serve cannot be played in, so the ball will come back over to Shelton. It is Ravenna 17, Shelton 15, third and decisive set. And Garcia returns the favor, really served it strong. It just didn't dive down for her. And so it bounces off the backstage here at Ravenna. And it's 18-15, Jays with Marissa Meagrel to serve. Wood River is the third team. They're 13-4. They will come in as the favorite in both of their matches. But we'll see. This is some good little rivalry between these three communities. Ravenna ball on their side of the floor. Here's Bruning, takes it near side. Dig made by Terry. Set to the outside by Harvey. Pleahall over the double block. Dig is made there by Techmeyer. Ravenna again gets it to Bruning. She'll set it across. There's Georgiana with the dig. Set to Pleahall. Standing spike goes into the net. Point Jays. 4-point lead, 19-15. They have been hovering around that 4-point lead for the last rotation. And a chance, you would have to think here, if they could get another point to really put it away. And they get some luck. It hits the net and just trickles over. So It's 1 inch from an error and 1 inch from an ace, and that time it's a service ace for Marissa Migro, and that is her fourth. Shelton's already out of timeout, so the Bulldogs need that volleyball back. This one is across to Terry, stays in the back row, and Padgett will just send it across, and it's problems for Ravenna. Quick pass back over. Here's the set by Harvey. She dumps it over, and it's returned by Lockhorn. She'll get the kill. And Ravenna's up 21-15. And you know they're starting to feel it here. The Lady Jays, looking for just their second win of the season, have some hope right now. And Migro to serve it away again. Marissa across to Georgiana, 21-15. Slap back over and wide by Shelton, 22-15. Shelton had the lead last. In fact, they're up 12-8. And since then, it's a 14-3 run by Ravenna. Migro serve. You got to think if Shelton would just get the ball back, they'd at least have a chance. But the pass goes up into the rafters. Padgett can't hit it again. Nobody came over to dig it out. To the floor it goes for the ace, 23-15. 2 points away from win number two for Ravenna, which will give them a good taste because their next two matches are against state-rated teams, Wood River tonight and Kearney Catholic Thursday. Serve across to Shelby Terry, set to the middle. Here comes the attack by Koenig, and she'll put it down. Jessica with just her third kill, but more importantly, gets the ball back over to the Bulldogs. And Jess will go back and serve it away. Anna Ripp returns to the back row defensively here for Ravenna. 23-16, the serve comes right at Ripp. Passed above the net. They say it stayed in play. It's tipped back and forth and over to Shelton. Here's the set middle. Padgett, too close to the net, couldn't get a swing, so punched it over. Rip to Lockhorn. Rolled over that time by Bruning. Set by Harvey for Shelton. Pleahall gets a good look. Takes it into the middle. Rip with the dig. Again, it's Lockhorn set. And Kuchera mistimed her jump. The ball will go into the net. Point Shelton. 23-17. Long way to go here for Shelton. But it's at least started for the Bulldogs. Serve across to Luce. Set right side. Kuchera, big swing. And she will drive it down and good. Sydney Kuchera with her match high 13th kill just off the net right side in front of her bench so everybody got to see it. And it is match point Ravenna. But Kuchera serves it into the net. So now it is up to Shelton. They need six in a row here out of Amber Harvey. She had four in a row earlier tonight. 24-18, match point number two, Ravenna. They take it at Kuchera, who's in the back row. Rip will punch it across. Dig is made there by Garcia. Set to Pleahall. Rolls it over to Rip. Pass to Lockhorn. Set middle. Techmeyer on the swing. Down and good. And Ravenna has won their second match of the year on the Sarah Techmeyer kill. So after just getting edged out of the first set 26-24, Ravenna comes back 25-18, 25-18 to pick up the three-set victory over Shelton. We'll come back with the final numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show in a minute on Classic Hits.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
And it's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play, headquartered in Ord, but serving the entire state of Nebraska. In the third set for Shelton, I had Ashley Padgett with a service point and two kills. Amber Harvey had two service points. Jessica Koenig had a service point and a kill. Abby Pleahall, a service point and two kills. Juanita Garcia had a kill, and Shelby Terry had a kill. 7 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Shelton. For Ravenna, Haley Lockhorn had a kill. Sarah Techmeyer had an ace block and a kill. Marissa Beagrel had 5 service points, 2 of them aces, 1 kill. Libby Luce, 4 service points, 2 kills. Cindy Kuchera had 5 kills in that game. And Alecta Bruning had 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Ravenna, 11 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves as the Jays take the third and deciding set, 25-18. We'll come back and give you the cumulative stats of our 3-set match between Shelton and Ravenna right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the overall final numbers of our 3-set match, starting with Shelton. Here's what I had unofficially: Ashley Padgett with 4 service points, an ace block, just 2 kills for the leading attacker for the Bulldogs. Allison Young, 2 service points, 2 kills. Amber Harvey had 7 service points, tied for the team high. One of those was an ace. Jessica Koenig also had 7 service points, 2 of them aces. She had an ace block and 3 kills. We move down to Abby Pleahall, 4 service points, a service ace, 3 kills. Juanita Garcia, a service point and a kill. And Shelby Terry, 2 kills. Shelton, 13 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves. They fall to 5-12, and they will be playing next here in just about 20 minutes. It's going to be closer to about 15 minutes now against state-rated Wood River. And then they will return on the 9th, 1 week from tonight. They go to Hampton for a triangular with Hampton and Cross County. For Ravenna, Haley Lockhorn, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Sarah Techmeyer, 3 service points, 2 of them aces. She had an ace block and 3 kills. Marissa Meagrel, she had the lead in service points tonight with 11, and 5 of those were aces. She also had 6 kills. Anna Rip had a kill. Libby Luce, 5 service points, 4 kills. Sydney Kuchera, 3 service points and a match-high 13 kills. And Alecta Bruning had 10 service points, 4 of them aces, and 6 kills. I had Ravenna for 35 kills, 1 ace block, and 12 ace serves as Ravenna gets their second win of the season to improve to 2-16 with a 24-26, 25-18, 25-18 win over Shelton. And up next for Ravenna, after they play state-rated Wood River tonight, they get C1 top-ranked Kearney Catholic in Kearney for a dual Thursday. Then they're into the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, and for that, they will be playing on Monday night at 6 o'clock against Adams Central. If they can beat Adams Central, they turn right around and play Wood River again. So stay with us. Coming up, it is Wood River Shelton, followed by Wood River and the hometown Ravenna Blue Jays. But again, Ravenna wins this one in 3, 24-26, 25-18, 25-18. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, get your game on at Misco's. For our producer-engineer, who is Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Stay tuned. Wolfgang's Fall, live rock and roll music, our daily segment coming your way next, and then more volleyball here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.